the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Michael and Junior Mark Davila. Okay, kind of a new invention. It's a way to have fresh breath all the time.
Fresh breasts?
Breath.
Oh.
I mean, your breasts might be fresh, too. Yeah. You're kind of flat-chested. I don't know. But you take out one of your back teeth and you replace it with an implant. Not a breast implant. An implant that kind of sprays out breath freshener periodically. So it's like those air fresheners you have in your house that like every, you know, 20 minutes it sprays. Same thing in your fucking mouth.
But that's just covering up the problem. I mean, if you...
Well, I'm not saying you have a problem. No, I'm not saying someone who has chronic halitosis...
If you drink a lot of water and brush your teeth and floss, you shouldn't have bad...
Yeah, well, some people... You know, listen, I don't want to worry about it. You know, you're at work, it's 8 hours later, you've been there all day, you're talking to somebody.
It's like at least 12 cocks.
Yeah, well, it depends what your job is. I mean, for some people, yeah, that's common at work. But, I mean, your breath might not be as fresh, and you'll never have to worry about it again. It's always going to be fresh. You never even have to think about it. Just every once in a while, it sprays a little bit in your mouth.
I guess that works, but I mean, you got to get rid of it, too. This is a really costly procedure just to have fresh breath.
Yeah, well, it's only for the rich, okay?
Or I could buy Tic Tacs, 97 cents.
Yeah, except you know the problem with Tic Tacs? They discuss it on Seinfeld. You always get that ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
You know
that noise. And it's true, because I have a thing of Tic Tacs in my jacket pocket, and when I walk too much, like, I'll hear like ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Did you notice the prices of gum have skyrocketed over the years?
Like a I pack don't of gum. Buy gum.
So. Gum, mints, whatever. They all used to be way under, maybe like around
when 50, I was a kid,
50 cents.
I think I bought a pack of gum for a quarter.
Yeah, well, yeah, you could get like Fruit Stripes gum, which was shit. But
well, I mean, when I was a little kid.
I mean, for like 3.5 seconds, you had a really delicious flavor with Stripes
or
gum, Fruit Stripes gum.
I could buy penny candy, and some of those were gum. Like, you know, like kind of a single.
When you went down to the general store?
We had little corner stores, and I could buy penny candy, and I could buy gum. But, you know, it's kind of the
fireworks.
Shitty old... Oh,
Smoke bombs?
Yeah, smoke bombs, slingshots. Used to buy at the corner store.
I imagine they don't sell that shit anymore, right?
Probably not. I don't go to those stores anymore, because I don't like getting harassed. One time, my mom asked me to go to one of those stores, like, some years ago, you know, as an adult, to pick something up for her, and I did. And, of course, on my way out, hey, my brother, hey, my man, you think I could get, like, a dollar? I'm like, oh, goddamn.
Should have took an extra 5-minute drive to a real store.
Well, that's more than 5 minutes, but, yeah, I should, like, Mom, I'll be back in an hour. I don't give a fuck, all right? I'm not going to those shitty stores anymore.
Yeah, people don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a supermarket near me, but it's a shitty supermarket. I mean, the brand of supermarket, it's fine. But it's in a bad area. Undesirables go there. One time I was there was a fucking fist fight in the entranceway. So I'm trying to leave and you know I'm trying to get past a scuffle. I'm like, fuck this place. I'm not going there anymore. I go out of my way to go to a nicer one. You know, it's the same, you know, name, but it's just in a nicer neighborhood. So that's where I go.
Yeah, but isn't there like an even nicer one in a nicer neighborhood?
I mean, I can drive to, like, Beverly Hills, I guess, and go to the best one. But, I mean, this is nice enough. Nice enough for me. I mean,
they even have supermarkets in Beverly Hills.
They don't eat there, no.
I think they hire people to give, you know, they have food. They have chefs. Wouldn't it be great to be that rich where you just get up
in
the morning?
You don't go shopping. You have a chef who goes shopping for you and prepares your meals.
Yeah, like,
and he surprises you.
He cooks them during the day.
What's on the menu today?
You could have either way. I wouldn't want to deal with people all day, so I'd have them make my stuff during the day and just have it in like a plastic container just to reheat it.
No, I'm not a fucking commoner. I'm going to reheat it myself. Fuck that. I have a lot of land. I have a lot of property. He lives in his own home down the way on my property. And for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or for a snack if I call him, he comes up, makes my meal, fucking leaves.
Oh, there's Chef Ken. Home. Hey, Chef Ken.
hey, Chef Ken, the guy who does the yard work called in today, so guess what? You're fucking doubling. When you're done with my breakfast,
get the lawnmower. You can't make Chef Ken do the lawn.
Yeah, I can. You don't like a Chef Ken? Get the fuck out. You can live in someone else's house for free.
No.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta play hardball with these people.
You can't.
You sound like you're super distracted. No.
You can't.
You can't.
But
are you texting somebody?
No, I'm not. How rich do you have to be to get to that point?
You have to earn over $2 an hour.
I think you have to be pretty rich to be able to... Can you just pick, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100? How much are you paying a year for this chef?
I don't know.
I guess you could get a shitty chef. Here's Chef...
this kid, he worked the broiler at Burger King.
Yeah.
Now he works for me.
Here's Chef Steve.
How about that?
What can you make?
Whoppers.
I can pour you a bowl of cereal.
He makes me Whoppers and Whopper Juniors exclusively.
Yeah, he's not even good at that.
Well, come on, with enough practice.
It's like, you got your beard hair in my Whopper again.
It's still good, though.
Yeah.
That's happened to me before, not beard hair. I found an old lady's, she had like really long white hair. So I'm taking a bite of my food, and I pull out a super long white hair.
Then I look in the back,
like, yep, I know who that is. It was Lorraine, by the way.
Ugh.
That's an inside thing between me and you.
I can't stand hair that's not attached to the head. It grosses me the fuck out.
What about wigs? They're not attached to the head.
Well, that's real hair, so.
Yeah, does it gross you out?
Yeah.
Okay. What if somebody has cancer and they wear a wig?
I don't use... Like, if anything, I'd probably just throw the shit away and just move on. Because I'm not the type of person who just returns shit. Because I feel like they're going to be pissed at me. And it's,
well, with, like, a fast food thing, I could see them fucking making it. You know? So I feel comfortable giving it back. Like, hey, there's a hair in it. Can you get another one? I mean, if they're, like, hidden from your sight, maybe I'd be a little worried about it.
What if you're like, there's a hair in my Whopper?
I know. I put it there.
Or, what's your point? Well, can I get another? No. I mean, if you're going to pay for it, sure. But you already paid for that one. Is the hair still in there? Well, no, I took it out. Well, problem solved, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I could pick the hair out for you if you want.
Can you step to the side? We have more customers right behind you.
And you see the lady in the back plucking each individual hair out with a pair of tweezers and placing it gently in a sandwich.
Well,
she's just nuts.
That'd be great. It'd be nice to just, like, get a job at Burger King and just be a complete asshole until they see how long before they fire you.
That would be fun. I'd like to have that show called Getting Fired, and it's just you being a fuck-up at different jobs and to see how long you can pull it off before they fire you.
But you can't do anything insane, like start pissing in the
mayonnaise
fryer or something.
No one would even notice. I mean, it's fucking grease. And plus, oh my god, what if you get some splashback on your balls?
See, I do.
Holy shit.
You do subtle shit, it'd be more funny. Like, yeah, like, I'll have a, a Big Mac meal, blah, blah, and you give them, like, a crispy chicken. Like, it's, like, totally different than they ordered.
Ooh, wait a minute,
and
though.
Like, oh, so they're like, oh, okay, you know what, I'm sorry. And then you just give them something different. Like, this goes on for hours.
No, I would make him the Big Mac meal, except replace the burger patties with the chicken patty.
They have that so Burger King.
Yeah, I know.
It actually sounds good.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you want to go to Burger King?
No, we were about to go to Burger King before we came on the air, but the Burger King by us, they're a bunch of fuck-ups, and they take a half hour
There's
to eat
one
food.
Near us, and it is so super shitty. Like, it's managed poorly. So, I mean, you go there, and it's nearly empty. You're going to be there 20 minutes at least. And if it's busy, fuck it. You might be there like a half hour, 45 minutes. Don't even bother.
And you just stand there. They don't tell you to sit down or anything. You just stand there.
Well, I mean, a lot of the time, it's 20 minutes before you even order. You're just in line. Like, what the fuck is going on back there?
And, the thing, what gets me? The manager's not angry enough. If she started yelling, hey, where the hell?
I know, like, let's move it, people.
Where is that Whopper with no tomato?
Everyone's just there like, meh.
We have fries down back there or what? But nope, you never hear any of that. She's like, did you guys put fries down?
Nah, because she's a pussy. I don't know if she gives a fuck or she's just too much beaten to do anything.
Customers. A lot of those McDonald's and Burger King managers are just beaten by life. Like,
yeah.
It's like, I am in this horrible position in life. I'm barely making enough money, but this job is just like... I'm like, I'm fucking the manager, and I make like $3 more than the fucking...
Guy, the 16-year-old you just fucking hired.
Life is just fucking misery.
And poor not life only that, choices.
You can have a miserable job. Like, I have a miserable job. But no one knows what I do. you know you're running in like, oh, hey, Steve, like your sister's husband comes in, like, oh, hey, what's going on? Yeah.
Yeah. For the most part,
I had a business meeting down the street. Big deal coming through.
I don't usually work in places where the public is just going to wander in, so that's good. I mean, in my younger days, I've worked in supermarkets and like department stores.
I forgot that you worked at a supermarket. That's one thing I've never done.
Yeah, for like 3 months. It was short-lived, but it was the best time of my life, honestly.
Really, it was?
Yeah. I look back on it fondly and often, yeah. I worked in produce at a supermarket, and it was, oh man, I straightened out apples.
Fucked melons.
Yeah, I learned all. I fucked John Cougar Mellencamp, and you know what? I learned all the different kinds of fruit. Starfruit.
Shit.
I didn't even know that was a real thing, but apparently it is.
Dragon fruit I had a couple months ago, horrible.
Most of these weird exotic fruits taste like shit.
Yeah, they don't taste good.
Eat a pomegranate. You'll fucking throw up.
Well, you know what I hate? I don't know about you.
Is it the blast?
Grapefruit.
No.
Grapefruit is the shittiest
shit.
Yeah,
it's fucking sour.
It's all.
I like sweet shit.
Yeah, that's why people put sugar on it. Like, I got my grapefruit in the morning. Like, that's not a healthy breakfast if you're just pouring sugar on top.
Yeah, plus, is it healthy? I don't know. It's fruit. Well, eat some fucking strawberries then. That's fruit. Those are good.
For me, this is the way I do with fruit. Bananas, number one. Bananas, number two. Bananas, number three. Then, number four is apple. And number five is grapes. And that's pretty much it. Bananas, apples, and grapes.
Hold on. Banana, strawberry, apple.
Don't like strawberries. And I like oranges, kind of, but too much work.
Yeah, I like oranges. I mean, I like orange juice. I would eat an orange if they were, if the wedges were there.
And someone's feeding them to you.
Nude, yeah. But I'm not fucking buying oranges. I never buy oranges. I'm not fucking peeling that shit, going through all that work. Just like, I buy apples, but I buy apple slices, pre-sliced. I'm not doing all the fucking work. I'll pay the little extra. Like, I don't fucking care.
There's not a lot of work to slice an apple. It's way more work to slice a banana. No,
you slice bananas?
An orange.
Sometimes, like, when I was a kid eating cereal, I'd slice up a banana, toss it in there. Delicious.
Yeah, with, like, Rice Krispies.
Well, any cereal.
The cereal that wasn't as sugary, you know?
Oh, no. It tastes even better with the sugary cereal. Mm. It's fantastic.
I love cereal, but I never do it because I don't like... I guess I could buy... But you have to buy that extra step. Like, either, well, like now I'd buy almond milk, but still, it's like an extra $3 I'd have to buy. And
yeah. That's the thing. If you don't really, you don't drink milk, but you want milk for cereal, so how much cereal are you going to have that milk is going to fucking keep?
At least almond milk will last a few. They say, like, it only lasts 14 days once you open, but
a month.
It's fucking water.
3 months.
It's water that's soaked in almonds. How's it going bad?
I don't know.
It's in a fridge.
But that's the thing. Now all of a sudden, you still have cereal, and your milk went bad, and now, like, what the fuck do you do now? Buy more milk, I guess.
Yeah.
So fuck it. No cereal for anybody. I've known people to put pop or soda in their cereal. Like, they'll take, like, Apple Jacks and put, like, ginger ale.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like,
oh,
it's so... It's not a gag. That's what they do. No one's pranking them.
What the fuck is this? Yeah.
And I mean... I
put that in the same category as people who said, you know what? You don't even need to open up the Trident. You can just eat the wrapper. Hey, dumbass.
Yeah, I could eat paper,
I
but
eat
why
anything.
Would you want to?
Like, oh yeah, it's paper. It'll dissolve. Like, maybe it will, maybe it won't.
Did you know you could eat light bulbs? Yeah. I mean, the glass is super
weak.
Well,
you could get hurt.
Crunch it up.
But they're saying that the paper will dissolve with the stomach acid.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Why would you?
Like, I mean, yeah, I don't want to eat paper. When I was a kid in school, I'd see kids tearing off pieces of their notebook paper and eating it.
Why don't you like gum?
Because I don't want to spit it out. It's a pain in the ass.
So you prefer to swallow than spit?
I won't swallow gum. No, that's why I don't chew gum.
What about cum?
That, I just, I rub it all over my chest hair. It, like, spread on my chest. That's my thing. They try and go for the face. I say, no. They have a little fucking respect, okay? I said, no. And they try and sneak it
in
there.
Do you think girls who swallow their gum are more likely to swallow cum?
I
like to do a scientific study of this.
Well, I've started some research, but I don't think girls have a real problem with swallowing. Girls are pretty open these days.
No, you know, as I think back...
Fucking prude. Listen, you were single a long time ago, all right? You don't know anymore.
Well, plus I didn't get a lot of blowjobs in my time. Cause I just went for the fucking glory, you know, go for the glory.
Gotta get it all. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think times are different now.
It's not like a porn where like, okay, now you blow me, I'll eat you out. Then we'll start in one position.
Listen, my life is like a porn. That's why I'm going to become a cam boy.
I get annoyed with porn because, like, get to the fucking. I don't need to see this oral sex shit.
Well, the trick I have is it's on the fucking internet. I just skip ahead. That's my trick.
Well, sometimes it can be, you know, I have Chromecast. And
like the buffering screws up when you do that?
Huges you can use on the Chromecast now. Put it on your TV. So I've been doing that lately.
I don't need that. You know, I'm perfectly fine watching on my phone. I prefer it, actually.
Yeah, but I was watching with my girlfriend, so it's, like, different, you know.
I watch with your girlfriend on my phone, too. We're fine with it. We huddle close.
But she sort of... She implied, or inferred, I forget which one it is, that she said she enjoys gay porn. I don't know if she was hinting, like, I'm not watching that. Not because it grossed me out, but it's not going to turn me on. I mean, I'll watch it out of, like, you know...
Curiosity. What's it like to fuck another man?
I'm not one of those dudes who are like, you know, and I'm throwing myself out the window.
Yeah, I know. Oh, gouging your fucking eyes out. Yeah, I mean, I don't care.
But I don't need to.
It's not titillating.
Yeah.
I mean, I could understand it, why some women might find that.
Well, she said she likes cock, so therefore she likes...
I mean, listen, you like guys, and there's two guys. So I guess I could see it.
Or...
She's in the minority.
Or
let her know that.
Compromise, get a man on girl. That way you can focus on the man. And I'll focus on the girl.
Everyone's happy.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have a man on girl. That's what I like to watch.
Too much man. I'll accept one cock in the room under protest.
No.
More than that.
More the merrier.
I don't like the double team shit. Don't
double?
Like,
what are you talking about? I'm not talking about double. I'm talking about gangbangs.
Don't care. Not interested.
They like, need again, a whole room full.
I'll watch it as a curiosity, but not as jerk material.
No, that's my go-to.
I found a good one the other day, where it's like,
is that the one you emailed me? And you're like, Mark, jerk it to this tonight,
I'll jerk it too. Shit.
And we'll both do it together.
It was like
exactly at midnight.
I think it was a compilation, but I never got to any of the other scenes. And it was like some dude and this really hot chick, and they're like in a room. They're talking about getting $10,000.
Sounds like porn.
There's a bunch of these videos on UJIZ where people are like, and I want to win the $10,000.
Never have. I haven't been on UJIZ in a while. I switched to something else.
Yeah, but I don't know if the other ones have the Chromecast capabilities.
Yeah, I don't know. You notice how his voice echoes? Is it because he's fucking drinking during, and he starts talking with his cup in front of his mouth? Then all of a sudden, yeah, I don't know. Hey, guys, what up?
No one gives a shit. You know what? Talk shows drink all the time. It's how you keep your voice lubricated. You just have a horrible voice like yours.
An asshole doesn't have spit in his mouth. Spit in my mouth. I'll spit in yours.
My throat, my voice is a tool, Mark, and you got to keep it... In full working condition.
Yeah, mine's a tool too, but it's a fucking hammer. I'll beat you down with it.
You and your shitty ass opinions. I was thinking about...
about my opinions?
Opinions in general.
Were you thinking about how they're all like assholes?
No, but I was thinking how...
Because you know some people say that?
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, dude, that's the most fucking cliched shit ever, so shut the fuck up.
You should say that. You know what they say about opinions? They're like taints.
What?
Everyone's got a taint. Right?
But wait, what is the first part of that?
Opinions are like taints.
Paints?
Taints! Like the taint.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Everyone have one, but what? Or and what?
It's the same saying, except you just put in another thing that everyone has.
Yeah, but they don't all stink. That's part of the expression. Everyone, they're all like assholes and they all stink or whatever.
Is it?
Yeah. No. That's why taint doesn't work unless you come up with some new thing for.
I forgot about that part because people usually don't get to that part.
Opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one, and they all stink. That's it. That's the whole expression. So taint doesn't really fit.
I guess. What was I saying?
Something about my taint.
Before that.
You want to win $10,000?
Oh yeah. Anyways, people's opinions are like marks, and I found that the internet is nothing but people's shitty opinions. And they're all like Mark, where they're uneducated opinions. Like, they're just guessing at shit. Like, they have little snippets
of information. I have a first grade education, so I know.
No, they have all little snippets of information or headlines they read or 2 seconds they overheard the news while they were, you know, Facebooking.
Listen, I heard some guy talking about how he saw a news article.
They based their whole fucking opinion on. I was watching the news, and I really wasn't paying attention. It was just on the background, but I heard the newsman say. It's like, all right.
Tonight, topping today's stories.
And Mark's the same way. He doesn't watch any news.
Yeah, I know.
But he's got opinions on
it's
shit.
It's all guesswork.
It's annoying. The other day...
Get this. Mark did this today.
I saw some article about a guy. I think he murdered somebody, and he got 20 years to a life in jail. And then on the Facebook, the newspaper put a Facebook post up. And then, of course, there's comments like, this fucker should go to life for, you know, they're all angry.
Well, and he's going away for 20 years or 20 years of life.
That's a long time.
This
fucking lady, considering I can't stand his mother, nor me, she, me at all, no one is in position to judge, she says. He admitted what he did and took his punishment, which is a hell of a lot more than most. Hopefully when he eventually gets out, he'll be a better man for it. I don't condone what he did. He took a life, but no one should judge anyone else. We can, but pray for his victims and family as well as his. And I really have good reason why I can't stand her, but I pray for her through all this.
Wait, this lady hates the mom of the murderer?
She claims she knows the murderer's mom.
That's strange.
But even though they hate each other, she still says,
well,
no one has a right to judge. What about people who are judges for a work?
They have no right.
Apparently.
Judge Reinhold, you have no right to judge anyone.
I was so close to replying. You're like, what are you fucking talking about?
You know what it is?
We have no right to judge?
She hates...
She's religious, for one. That's
She hates the murderer's mom, but she did watch the murderer grow up. She's known him, you know, his whole life.
That's not what she's saying.
No, I'm letting you know. That's why she feels that way.
That's not why. She's saying that the only person who can judge is God. Nobody else can judge.
That's why you wear those robes. Like a judge's
robe.
Listen,
you fuck. We're all out of judge. I'm sick of this. And then the other argument you always hear is like, listen, you ever hear of innocent until proven guilty? Like, yeah, in the court of law. Not for my opinion.
Not in life.
I'm not on the fucking jury. I can think whatever I want.
What I always tell everyone, no one has a right to judge except me.
That just makes me angry. No one has a right to judge. What does that even mean? So we're supposed to go, he killed someone, but, you know, I'm just going to pray for him. That's fine.
He said he was sorry, so I guess that's cool. I don't know.
Good. I'm going to kill 30 people and go, sorry, oops.
Well, if you really mean that apology, then if it's just this fucking, sorry, everybody. Yeah, I don't buy it.
I massacred my whole family and all my extended family and my neighbors and a guy who just happened to be walking his dog. I don't know if he's from the neighborhood or not, but I killed him anyway and his dog. And then I ate his dog. But I admit it, all right?
Whoa. I mean, yeah, the kill most people is bad, but you fucking ate a dog? You know there'd be people who'd be more outraged about killing the dog than killing 30 people.
Well, I'll tell you what, I almost agree with them. Most people are assholes, they deserve it. Most dogs are pretty okay.
And most dog people are assholes. They go fucking overboard.
Well, I don't know.
I'm a pet parent. It's my baby. That's my baby. We dress up for Halloween.
I'll tell you what. They gotta stop. People have to stop saying fur baby. I fucking hate
that. It sounds
that
like
shit.
A racial slur.
People like, my
like for Italians.
Oh, my fur babies. They're like, fuck. Those.
I wouldn't even know what the fuck they're talking about. Fur baby.
Because you go to dog websites, and the comments will include fur baby, or the one that annoys me the worst. I've complained about this before. Is when people speak in their as their dog. My mommy and daddy buy me blue buffalo dog food because it doesn't have any filler in it.
My mommy puts peanut butter on her vagina and she makes me lick it. It's delicious.
Oh, that reminds me of an embarrassing point. I had peanut butter over my cock. It ends up my dog doesn't like peanut butter. Half of that's true. Half of that story is true. You guess which half.
Yeah, oh, what a waste of time. Now, you're all sad cleaning it off your cock. Like, man, what a fucking waste.
Yeah, the other day I had some
I bought peanut butter. Put it on there and
I had some peanut butter nothing. Because, oh, I'll tell you what I was dipping
I got
in.
Peanut butter in my pee hole.
I had peanut butter the other day, so I put a little bit in my finger, and I already knew my dog didn't like peanut butter. I tried one more time, put it right in front of her face. She,
you know, fuck this.
Sniffs it, shrugs her shoulders. So, what I dipped in it was chocolate covered Ritz crackers, fudge covered Ritz crackers, and I dipped it in peanut butter.
I mean,
it was delicious.
I like straight up Ritz, man. I don't want chocolate on my Ritz. I don't like the chocolate mixed with the salty, like the chocolate covered pretzels. Not my thing.
That's stupid. Everyone loves.
I fucking don't.
Then you're not going to be into that the new bacon thing, are you? Like we're not
is
new.
It chocolate covered bacon.
Well, everyone's into bacon with sweet and salty bacon.
No, yeah, fuck that. I'm not. like how they're putting during the bacon craze of 2012, where they have like ice cream bacon they and
still
shit.
Do it. Don't ruin the bacon.
I'm not. I like sausage. I don't want bacon. I mean, I don't really like bacon. I mean, I'll eat it. Put it in front of me. I'll eat it. But
who doesn't like bacon?
I mean, it's fine, but I want sausage. I'm a sausage
bacon's
man.
Better.
I want to have a sausage party.
Although I do get sausage instead of bacon sometimes. I put bacon up there with pizza. If you don't like pizza or bacon, you're kind of you're getting something wrong with you.
I put sausage up there in my ass.
Well, on video, that's how I make money, Mark.
I mean, pizza, of course. But yeah, I mean, like I said, bacon, it's good. I like it. But and if I have the option for, like, if I'm eating breakfast, sausage or bacon, better fucking believe I'm getting sausage.
So how's your new career as a cam boy going?
Pretty good. I don't know if it's this experience I need, but I'm not really sure what to do. Because, I mean, I want to be on cam all day, but I jerk off with, like, in the first 35 seconds, and now I'm fucking finished. I'm like, all right, now what?
Yeah, you just switch. You're like, sorry, guys, I gotta go.
Yeah, so I'm not making much money. And then
that is the difference. Like, the girls of they can just fucking...
Yeah, they pretend they're coming the whole time. They just fucking keep touching themselves.
And girls don't have... Like I said a couple weeks ago, girls don't have that natural, like... Like, they can still be, like, into sex after they already had sex. Most dudes just, like, they're...
That's it.
Yeah, it's like, you know...
Yeah, so it's like, well, I guess I can start sticking shit up my ass or something.
And most dudes are indifferent. You're like, yeah. Maybe if it's the first time in first and you know it's going to be the last time with a girl, you'll try for a second time. But if it's like your girlfriend, you're just like, I'm done. That's good.
Yeah, it's like, if I were to become a cam boy, it's like, I don't even know what to do. I know I'm performing for gay men because chicks don't want to see.
Do they want me to last for a long time or come right away?
And what else am I going to do? Is there anything else I can do besides jerk off? And
well, I guess you're sticking stuff up your ass.
Yeah, but I mean, does not. We're gonna have to start watching gay, you know, some gay cams because I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Chatterbait has them, and I've seen them, and we've watched. I think we actually have.
Mostly, they're just fucking sitting there.
They're sitting there playing with their schlong, which is barely erect usually.
You know what? I can do that if they're making money. Fuck it, I'll just sit there naked and stare.
Half the time, you see the couples on Chatterbait, and the dude has got like a half a stiffy. And there's a super hot girl next to him, naked, playing with something.
Well, that's performance anxiety.
I know.
He knows everyone's watching.
Tell me, I know about performance. I used to get performance anxiety when we weren't on cam, just because there was a girl in the room that I didn't know very well.
Sometimes masturbating because you knew there was a girl on the planet, you just couldn't perform.
The problem with performance anxiety and losing your erection is once that little thought even passes by your head, it's over. Like, you don't even want to, like, you'll still be erect and you'll go, hope I don't lose it. And like, shit, I'm gonna lose it now. It's over. And you just can't. You can't keep it. It's done.
Ooh, as a joke, just to lighten the mood. When that happens, you're like, nah, shit. And you start. You get up and you start pacing around your room, looking in the closet, looking under the bed. What's the matter? What's wrong? Ah, I lost my fucking erection.
That is a good one.
It's probably better
than what I do. Is where
cry.
I kind of force it in.
Like raper? What the fuck, man?
No. Like you're basically lost your erection, but you still stick it in anyway, and then for some reason you still can come, but it's like a horrible orgasm, and it's like
Bleah. It
lasts like 2 seconds, and then she doesn't even know you came because you were barely in, and you're not hard, so she just thinks you lost your erection, and now you're not interested in her anymore. And I've had this happen where the girl just never talks to me again. And then the one time I did this with the girl, and then I said, hey, well, you haven't talked to me in a while. She's like, yeah, it was kind of embarrassing what happened, she said. And that's
embarrassing for her or for you?
Both, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, she can't...
Assume she didn't think that I couldn't keep my erection. She thought... She didn't know that, like,
She probably thought that you weren't into her.
Yeah.
That's what girls usually think.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, it has nothing to do with that. You know, it's you know, all on our end. But they, you know, put it onto themselves.
Yep.
So it's like...
You never had that problem, did you?
I never used to, but then recently I've been kind of like stressed out, and then
blaming stress, huh?
Yeah, really it was like a lot of shit with work was going on, and I was like really stressed out, and then I was having that problem.
Well, you want to blame stress. I mean, people blame stress on everything these days.
Well, my whole life I never had that problem.
Listen, I'm sorry I hit you. I've been stressed out at work lately.
Stress works for everything.
I don't know, Duke. There's some stuff
I cheated on my taxes.
It's funny how some stuff you can have excuse for, but a lot of things, there's some things you can't.
Like
murder.
What? Of course it's a crime of passion.
but you're still going to get charged.
Well, no. Please, there's cops killing people all the time. They don't get charged.
No one's charging you for losing your erection.
Oh, not yet. You do it enough times, they just might.
Mark, I'm going to have to press charges. I'm sorry. I don't care that you're stressed out.
I mean, you know you can sue anyone over anything, so, I mean, there's something could happen. Maybe it's not formal charges, but maybe you can take
small claims for it. Can you sue someone for not pleasing you? I'm sure you can. You can. I know if you're married, you can. Yeah, that can be a grounds for divorce. But you can say that she's not having sex with you because that's your job. Like, if you're in a couple, you're supposed to be having sex. If you're not, something's wrong. It's amazing that people are married they haven't had sex in 30 years. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why are you as a dude?
Listen, we're done with that
woman,
shit.
A woman or a dude? No. Okay, if you're both not into it, fine.
Well, let's say.
But if it's one way or the other.
At a certain age, though, that just kind of happens when you're just old. It's like, we're both fucking 70, and it's like, she's not interested. I would do it if she wanted to, but she doesn't.
From what I hear, that's not as common as you'd think.
Yeah.
Especially old people now, because people in their 70s, like 75 now, are like, you know,
fucking
baby boomers.
Like rabbits.
From the 60s. So they're still fucking. But I don't know.
I mean, I've seen enough granny porn to know that is true.
The granny porns are like, the women are like 43.
Not the ones I watch, man. Old as shit.
Full throttle.
Full on granny. Yeah.
Oh, it's my 100th birthday.
Exactly. 100 man gangbang.
You know where you don't? One for you each can't year. See granny porn?
Not hotshotwiz.com because it's on there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to put it up later.
Okay.
Yeah, so Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, listen to the rest of the week. What?